Hello, you are listening to Audio Fanfic Podcast.
Blueberry Bliss by Starbuck 09256 on AO3. Rating, general audiences. The chime of a welcome bell greets him on this beautiful, brisk January morning. The small coffee shop close to her place fills the air around him with chatter and laughter. His whole body is already tingling. He hardly needs to add caffeine to the mix. But she loves her morning coffee. Loves to treat herself on Saturdays with a rich blueberry muffin after her run. As he stands in the line, looking at the other patrons, smells the sweet aroma of finely ground coffee goodness, remembers that he should be tired. Hell, he should be exhausted, given all the activities of yesterday evening and again this morning. He can barely stay still, tapping from foot to foot as he tries to be patient, eyeing the last blueberry muffin in the glass case. That blueberry muffin is crumbly and just sweet enough. For years, he has watched her devour every single morsel of it when, by chance, they are together on a case as a reward for the salads and plain yogurt throughout the work week. When she was recovering from cancer, he would make the journey all the way over here and grab her one. On random days, he thought she wouldn't allow herself one. It was almost as much for her as him. A small token of gratitude for surviving, but a realization to savor the small things in life. He doesn't know the barista here. Normally, the two-drip coffees he gets aren't enough to warrant a name, but this morning is different. This morning he plans to surprise her after her run, after he sneaks into the shower with her and washes her silky hair, after he lifts her against the cold tile and makes her quiver and moan his name. While he wraps her in those overly fluffy white towels of hers, shows her that he loves her with a muffin and foamy caffeinated beverage. Not that she doesn't know his love, not that she doubts it. She would never admit it, but she loves surprises and presents. She loves being thought of, remembered, adored, just like he knows she keeps the little post-it notes from him, as he has kept all her notes as well, stupid ones, informative ones, and lately ones of romance and endearment, the I love you, I miss you, I can't wait to kiss you. The small reminders of a powerful relationship change for the better. This blueberry muffin, another reminder to her that he always thinks of her, that she is cherished. As he reaches the counter, the welcome bell chimes once more. He doesn't look up, focused on procuring that delicious blueberry muffin, licking his lips as he envisions tasting it on her lips before he kisses down her body. He orders a latte with sugar-free syrup and non-fat milk, extra hot, because he doesn't plan on letting her drink it that soon. His cappuccino, which will probably not make it across the street to her place. Can I get a name for this order? A friendly barista with tattoos and a multicolored mohawk asks. He hates explaining his name, the questions, the remarks on how his parents didn't think about what adulthood would be like for a kid named Fox. He looks up, and the sun catches the brilliant red of her hair, like the fiery dawn rising to meet the sky. Even in gym shorts, her FBI tee with the black sports bra, she is a vision. Her smile meets his eyes, with all her love for him shining through. He can't help but grin like the lovesick schoolboy he is. She comes and stands beside him, as she always has. Sir, a name. The barista, not rude but prompting him out of the serene experience of just her presence. Dana, he breathes it out like the life she has given him. Her soft smile as she intertwines her fingers. His other hand reached up to brush the crimson strands that have escaped the small ponytail. My dearest Dana. He leans in and kisses her nice and slow as she gently pulls him out of the front of the line, the barista long forgotten in the pleasure of this moment. A moment he hadn't dared dream about a mere week ago, before he kissed her, before he spent the last 3 nights making love to her. Now the weekend is finally here, and he doesn't need to pretend to not be infatuated with her. He can just be hers, like he's always secretly been. While in a small coffee shop in Georgetown, on this particular moment, they can be something different than partners and friends. They can let the world look inside their hidden world and see the secret they've shared, if only for a moment.
If you like this story and would like to contribute, you can do so by going to our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/audiofanficpod. As a patron, you are granted early access to one new story of your choosing per month. Thank you for listening, and remember, the stories are out there.